welcome back to the third episode in your 5-year whiskey advent calendar extravaganza.
Woo, there we go, flying again.
From the Buffalo Happy Hour. Today we're visiting Glasgow. That was super culturally appropriate. Anyway, today we got Loch Lomond, 12-year-old Scotch whiskey. So, Michael, anything you want to say before we get started?
Yeah, isn't there something in the water there?
I think so. Like, the Loch Ness Monsters, they call it Nessie. Anyway, so this is Loch Lomond. This is Loch Lomond 12-year-old Scotch whiskey. This is 46% alcohol, 92 proof. This is a single malt Scotch whiskey from the country of Scotland. And this is aged in 3 varieties of American oak casks. So great. We will be looking at this today.
So our palate's going to be scorched.
Hell yeah. Let's dig this bad boy out.
Is that Islay or?
No, this is a Loch Lomond, I believe, is a Highland whiskey.
Okay. Because after this is bourbon, so we'll see how our palate does. Well, don't break it.
Well, we have 12 different reviews to do today, so our palate will be screwed either way. This is a luggage. We found that out last episode, or at least Derek did. Speaking in third person.
Alright. I'll pour, you read.
Alright. So, Scott, dear passengers, our flight path today brings us to the shimmering shores of Loch Lomond, where whiskey making heritage thrives amid stunning Highland scenery. So it is Highland.
Yeah.
The Loch Lomond region boasts a rich legacy in whiskey making, shaped by generations of innovation and skill. Here, Loch Lomond Distillery marries authentic craftsmanship with innovative spirits. From hand-coopered barrels to their unique combination of straight and swan neck stills, that's the way that the neck goes into the still.
Swan.
Every element is thoughtfully engineered to deliver a distinctive whiskey experience. Today, sample Loch Lomond 12-year-old single malt perfectly harmonizes tradition, innovation, and the vibrant essence of the Scottish homeland. Love that. Anyway, knows what he got. Cheers.
Always start off with a cheers, double tap, get rid of the bubbles, make sure that your drink was not spiked.
What if it was, though? So, immediately I'm getting green apple and pear.
It means we're sleeping over. Yes. So, green apple, pear, for sure. Very gentle on the nose, very inviting on the nose. My nose rating immediately is already above a B.
Yeah. I just love malted barley, dude. We talked about this last week when we reviewed the
St. Davis.
It was literally
Sir Davis.
Seconds ago. Sir Davis, American whiskey.
There it is.
The barley in that was overpowering, but I think in a 100% barley product, like scotches for the most part, you get such a good note.
Yes. Fruit skins, a little bit of sea salt. I'm an A- for this nose. Very inviting, very welcoming.
Ooh, I'll go A-.
A-, I agree.
I'm almost getting like a candied peach.
Yeah, I don't hate that. You know what I hate more?
Candied pears?
No, waiting to drink.
Oh, okay, initial taste. You don't want Michael angry.
Ooh, this travels really well. Through the sinus cavity?
Kind of skunky on the taste, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a little skunky.
Not sure how I feel about that.
Ooh. Little bit of wet grass there on that initial taste. Followed up by some pear to make it, and some green apple. Real crisp, fresh fruit notes with some wet grass coming in. And a touch of sea salt on that initial taste for me. Ooh, that's like a B-, brother.
That's interesting.
Ooh, that's a live reaction right there, friends.
I wasn't expecting this to be skunky or... I mean, I guess it's a little medicinal, but I wouldn't put that... I would put this more in, like, the... Not peaty, because it's not peaty. I'm sure that they don't use peat here, but...
If they do, it's, like, 1 ppm.
Yeah, there's, like, a little bit of a skunky note to it that's very interesting. Almost like it was a part of the distillation process instead of what they did to help the barley.
Yeah. Now...
This is shocking.
Ending note?
This is smoky, not peaty.
Yeah.
But, like, there's still that, like, almost like it came out of a green bottle, you know? Almost like an old Yingling.
Do you like this? Okay, well, finalize initial taste. I'm at, like, a B-.
I thought you said A-.
No.
That was nose.
Yeah, the nose. Initial taste, a drop.
Initial taste, I'd go, yeah, B-. I think this is just very interesting to taste.
Mm-hmm.
I was not expecting that with how inviting the nose was.
Now, ending note, I'm going to go... Ooh, this is challenging.
Ending note, I'm kind of getting like a caramelized top of a creme brulee where it was like that roasted salt on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's, and it's almost like burning too because that like skunkiness, smokiness is traveling a little bit with that ending note.
Yeah, I'm going to go B-minus check on the ending note.
Okay, why?
Because that skunk doesn't go away.
Yeah.
Sometimes, very rarely, can it just end and then dissipate, and then you get a lot of, like, the cask will come through, especially if it's a larger cask, because with Scotch, they're using X wines, they're using a ton of different things that you're not necessarily going to get with a high rye on the American side or just a straight Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah.
So, but that's not the case for this specific product. Curious to know how much this costs, but I'm still at like a B-minus check for the ending note, mainly because that skunk element doesn't go away.
Yeah, and be aware, guys, is that we, like, this isn't the fact that we're off-putted by peat because we drink a lot of Islay Scotch. This is a different type of skunk. This isn't just peat or smoke. It's a very different, interesting note that you don't get in a lot of Scotch whiskeys, in my opinion.
I agree.
So, B-minus check, you said?
B-minus check.
Okay.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree.
Final rating, and then we'll talk about price.
Okay.
Give me that countdown.
3, 2, 1. 70? 85.
What's the math here? 70 and 85? 76?
70 and 85 is 15 different. What's half of 15?
Oh, come on, bro.
7.5.
It's an odd number.
7.5.
Yeah.
So 77.5.
Okay, I was close with 76. So 77.5. So that skunk note not dissipating drastically changes because that nose was so welcoming, so inviting, and then all of a sudden you tasted it, and it's just, you know, it's like a Malaysia airline.
Yeah.
I mean, whoa. We got a passport and flight logs over here
right.
with this product. So
not that I've seen flight logs, relax.
Yeah. That's a worse reference. Anyways, were the aliens involved in Malaysia? So we have so many different things to discuss. We'll talk about it during the weekly episode.
Which we
follow
don't do
us
anymore.
There on our channel. But yeah, I don't know. That's just kind of where I am. How much is this?
So what would you buy this at?
Bro, it's a Scotch. So with tariffs, Uncle Donnie and President, you're automatically going to be higher. This is probably going to be 65, which is annoying. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's 65, 70 range.
So what would you buy this at? Be realistic with your...
I know. Unfortunately, I would buy this at 65 plus because it's a Scotch. And you already going into it know that that's where it's going to be. I would fight hell and high water to try it before I bought it. Especially for a brand and a Scotch I never had before. I would just talk to the store. Hey, knowledgeable staff, what do you got? Have you had this? When the rep was here, what do they say? And kind of go from there.
So you're saying 65?
Yeah.
Okay. This is $43.99.
Don't hate it. Now, can I try it before buying it? That's the next question.
Does that change your view if you have this in your collection if it's only $44?
So if I buy it, it's in my collection, right? However, would I buy it again to have in my collection? No.
Would you buy it the first time for $43?
Yeah, because it's a Scotch.
Yeah.
Trying to grow the Scotch inventory, see what you got, see what the options are, try it. What is it? What happened? What went wrong? Ask, you know, try to divulge information as much as possible. But, I don't know. I'm
very intrigued in this product because of that skunkiness, but it's also only $44. I think, to your point, if this was over 60 like you would normally expect the Scotch to be, not touching this at all.
Right, no.
But the fact that it's $44 is quite intriguing. Yeah! Thank you for tuning in to the third episode of the Flavier Advent Calendar. Today we did the Loch Lomond 12-year-old single malt Scotch whiskey that had a little bit of smoke to it, and we don't really know how we feel about that.
Well, smoke and skunk.
Skunk, yeah, not smoke.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you liked today's review, or if you've had this before, let us know in the comments down below. And if not, we will see you tomorrow. We always recommend a drink responsibly, good person. And Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out.
Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.